Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
I knew a man. He came from my hometown. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Great song. It really reminds me of my when I was about 8 or 10 years old, summertime in Dublin, listening to that song.
Many years ago.
Yeah, many years ago.
Today I realised that I'm double the age of one of the clients I was speaking to. And, you know, thanks for that.
I call them kids all the time. And then I say, oh, it's because I'm fucking old enough to be your dad.
Yes,
which, you know, I remember, like, not so long ago, I'd tell someone, they'd say, what's your date of birth? And I'd say 72. And they'd go, oh, you're only a fucking young kid. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, it's not like that anymore.
It's still like that. Depends you know, on who you're talking
we're
to.
We're all going to die.
Yes. That's
we
not
are.
What this podcast is
I know,
about,
but I'm
though.
Just we're saying, slip sliding away.
Is that you know? Why? We were singing in the car the other day. We came up with all these songs that were in our head and we thought we could use that for the podcast.
Yeah. Remember?
Okay, that wasn't one of them. We've just got to stick with one song that they have in their heads at the end of the podcast and then that's that. Do you know what I listened to, what I heard today that reminded me of you? Saltwater by Chicane. Whoa. Do you remember? You will remember it another time. It was a good track.
Anyway, really we were going to talk about something that I was listening to Joe Rogan doing an interview with a very, very famous, I cannot remember the chap's name, very, very famous Brazilian MMA fighter. One of the guys that's, you know, was trained by the Royces and absolutely incredible MMA fighter. And he was, you know, he was talking about, you know, he'd be hanging out in places and where fights would kick off and someone would come up and be, you know, wanting to, you know, drunk and wanting to pick a fight with him. And he'd be like, mate, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you. And trying to, you know, really appease the situation. And he said, as I'd be trying to appease the situation, I would wait for the guy to click. And he's like, Joe's like, what do you mean? He goes, well, the guy would click and then he'd think that the reason I was trying to get away or trying to stop it from kicking off was because I was afraid or I was weak. And then he said, I'd wait for the click and then I'd turn to him and I'd say to him, you understand the reason I don't want to fight you is because I don't want to kill you. And then he's like, then it would click again and the guy would realize, holy shit, this guy's serious. He really is trying to save me from myself and stop me killing myself or getting beat, you know, into a oblivion. And the reason I was thinking about that was because, you know, in what we do, every now and then we will come across people that you have to kind of save them from themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like I'll be dealing with personal clients and it's like, unfortunately, they take our generosity or our compassion or empathy and they think it's weakness. Do you know what I mean? And they think that, you know, they think, you know, familiarity builds contempt. They get familiar with you and they become they think that you're their friend. Does that make sense? But it's a skewed version of a friend. They think they're the friend and they can do the wrong thing. You know, they can take advantage of you. They can take the piss. They can, you know, want you to create two rules for them and one rule for everybody else.
Do you think that's a friendship thing though?
No, but this is why I say it's a skewed version of a friend.
Okay.
Because, you know, a friend will put up with your bullshit, a true friend won't.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So then I have to...
I do see it's a familiarity thing. I agree with that for 100% because I feel like...
Yeah.
I think because of what we do and like when people work with us in terms of relationships and you and do it, some of the seminars and they see that we are totally committed to helping people and totally committed to doing the very best that we can, you know, with the processes and with the systems and with everything that we've got.
And everything, it's important for people to understand, like everything that we've got in terms of working with people is designed, you know, we base every move that we make on our avatar. Inna making this move, is this going to, Inna's making this move, is this going to help our avatar? Is this going to help our ideal client? Is this going to help the people that we work with? How would our people feel about this? How would our people feel about that?
Yeah.
And over the years, like with, you know, with anybody venturing into a contract with us or anybody venturing into a coaching service or into any of the seminars, everything that we build is designed to be able to protect the client from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's done.
Well, yeah, gone.
And that's done out of a high level of, out of a boundary and a high level of self-worth that we have for what we do and who we are and what we deliver. Do you know what I mean? But sometimes people think that because we are this way that...
Yeah, but which way? That's what I'm trying to get well, you to say. Like, because the fact that we're in this, we do this work and the fact that we are... we connect with people at such a deep level that is it because of that, do you think, that people feel like what is it that makes people feel like that can't separate, that some people, not everybody, but there's a few people that can't separate the fact that we are compassionate and that we have a high level of intention for our clients to the fact that we also are really clear with our policies and with our communication about what is right as a business and what we can do as a business. What do you think skews that for people? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I
think... Do you think it's because they are confusing the kindness for weakness?
Yeah.
You think it's because... So maybe... Yeah, okay.
But
so
people naturally do that. Their, you know, I've done it.
How?
Well, I've done it. I've done it with my mentors.
Right.
I've confused their kindness with weakness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Only to be met with, you know, a line, you know, which was important because I needed to see that line. And then I saw their compassion and their empathy for me to be able to go, Mitch, that's a line, you know, don't cross that line. And everybody does it because we do it from when we're young.
Yeah, we got to see where the lines are to see.
Of course, because we know the people with the greatest boundaries are the ones that love us the most and give a shit about us the most. And so, you know, we love the people that we work with. You know, but we love them enough to say that's okay and that's not okay.
Yeah.
Do you know
and
what
we
I mean?
Love ourselves enough as well, and the rest of our clients enough as well.
Of
to
course,
do that, because that's an important point. You can't have one rule for one person and another rule for anybody else, and think that it works and that it's okay. You know, so
But it's but everybody has that in their lives, you know. And if you don't have any boundary, if you don't have any self-worth, you won't have any boundary and people will walk all over you.
That's with everything, right? That's in business. Mm. That's with your family. That's with your friendships. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a line here.
I've had to draw some tough lines with my family over the years, like some tough lines.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That goes, that's not okay. Yeah. You know, I will not put up with that.
Yeah.
You know, at times for people, like people are like, Jesus, really? And it's like, yeah, of course. You know, you charge your family to come and do your work. Fucking of course I do.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know, and if you're asking me to not charge my family, then you're asking me to make two rules for you and one rule for everybody else. And but it comes from over the years of doing that. You know, there's been times, especially in the early days, where I made the mistake of doing that. And every time it's come back to bite me on the arse.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I have...
Crossing your own boundary.
Crossing my own boundary. And then what happens is that it makes me... I get beat up for it and then I have to pick up my self-worth, do you understand? And build myself up again and go, okay, I'm not going to let that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've
had to call you on that a number of times
of
over
course.
The years.
Yeah. Because you meet people and you want to help them out that you bend your own fucking rules.
And the
rules.
Bending of the rules... is because you feel like you want to help them and so you give over and above.
Mm.
And so for us, we've had to learn really and truly that every single person that comes through as a client or a potential client, every single staff member, every single person in our world has the value of one.
Yes.
That nobody else has a value greater than or less than one.
Mm.
That each person, like you may have this person over here who may not align with what we do and with what we teach and therefore may not come along and may, say, attend a mastermind of money or an information night or do something, but they may not align necessarily, but that doesn't mean they have a value less than one.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or this person over here may invest a lot in their personal growth with us, but that doesn't mean they have a value more than one. And that means that each person then we treat equally and we treat fairly across the board, because that is our way to make sure that not only is this person getting what they need, but everybody else doesn't feel unfairly treated as a result. And that's very, very important to us. It's very, very important to us.
Well, I think there was a great statement from DeMartini where he said, you know, you're liked for your liked parts, you're disliked for your disliked parts, but you're loved for being the whole yourself.
Wholesomeness, yeah.
And for being the wholesome of all of those things and not trying to be half.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to be really clear about what is okay and what's not okay. Mm-hmm. But I've just found that as we've had stronger boundaries, our productivity has gone up. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We reach more people. We're appreciated more by people. And you're always going to be praised and you're always going to be reprimanded no matter what. No matter what you do. And if you try to get the praise without the reprimand, it's fucking really detrimental, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where it came from years ago, trying to get the praise of being a good bloke without the reprimand. And, you know, I'm trying to get the praise of being the good mentor without the reprimand.
You can't. You're going to get things in equal measure, right?
Yeah.
But we try sometimes to sidestep and to avoid the reprimand instead of creating the line where you know that people are going to love you for it, people are going to hate you for the line, but people, they'll like you for it, they'll dislike you for it, but they'll love you for all of it.
Yeah.
And that's the key, I think, for us, is that we have to make sure that, you know, it's with kids as well. It's with everything in our lives. If we have a line and we keep crossing the line, the person that we are affecting is ourselves.
Yeah.
And then what we do is we diminish our own ability to be influential to other people and be influential to the other people that are around us.
Mm.
So if I break my own boundary for my family or for my friends or for anything, that diminishes who I am, and therefore I give less in terms of what I can do here.
But also when you do that, and then you get ridiculed. Because
you're going to get ridiculed either way.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. But your ridicule becomes more obvious. You're trying to do it to get the plus without the minus.
Yeah.
And to the degree that you try to reach the plus without the minus, you get just as much minus. So it's about every move that you make forward, you're going to be loved, liked and disliked for it. Mm-hmm. Every move, you'll have an equal balance of both. But as long as you understand your intention, do you know what I mean? So our intention, I know my intention with the clients and my intention is with the staff and with everybody that we work with is to be able to make sure that they connect and understand themselves and love themselves.
That's an important key, because boundaries, like, people can say things like they have boundaries and that people cross their boundaries, but there's a few important points. The first point is that you've got to communicate your boundaries clearly. Like, you have to have clear boundaries, and communicating them clearly doesn't necessarily mean you've got to announce them to the world.
Yeah.
But once they're there, you have to have that clear understanding and be able to communicate that in accordance with who you are. You need to be able to communicate your boundaries. If something's happening at work or something's happening at home or whatever, and you don't know how to communicate your line or what's okay and not okay clearly, then you're going to suffer the consequences of that. Does that make sense?
Of course.
You've got to be like, at work it's fairly easy, or in terms of what we do, it's fairly easy because it's in the policies. It's in the policies that we create. So the policies are there, and anybody can ask or be aware of those policies at any time, even though they're not, At home, it's about having an understanding that this is okay, this is not okay, whether it's with your kids, your partner, whatever. It's knowing that. But I feel like on top of the communication, what's also really important is what you just mentioned, which is your intention. You have to have clear intention. The boundaries are in place for what reason? Do you know what I mean? And if you don't have a clear intention, then boundaries mean nothing. They can be invalidated really easily because you don't have a clear intention. So the boundaries are in place for an outcome or for a particular purpose, and that, like, for example, in work and in what we do with our clients, our boundaries are in place because we know that our boundaries are designed to give everybody the exact same opportunity. Every single person, the exact same opportunity. Every single person, the exact same ability to connect and to get the outcome that they want for themselves. And our intention, like our bottom line intention with every single person, is once they commit, we want them to follow through on their commitment. We wouldn't be any good at what we do if we don't do our very best to assist them to follow through with their own commitment to themselves.
Yep.
It's like, say, having a personal trainer there and that you don't commit to your growth, and they're not committed to helping you push through the stuff that they know is in the way of you getting ahead. It's exactly the same thing. It's just we don't do the physical body. We do it with the emotional yeah. self, right? So our overall intention with everybody that we work with is that we want them to follow through on their commitment to themselves. And when you said we're protecting people from themselves, that's what our policies and our boundaries yeah. do. They also have an intention of protecting the staff and yeah. protecting the time and the energy yeah. that is spent in mm. working with people and stuff like that. So we definitely do that.
Oh, we say it all the time, you know, like we're super protective of the team that we put around
100%.
People.
That's not something that we just say for the sake of saying it. Yeah. 100%. We're really, really mindful of the fact that people who work with us have committed to doing so because they're ready to step up in their personal growth at some level or another, whatever level that is, whether that's an accountability diary level, whether it's a transforming their wealth level, whether that's a being a personal client level, it doesn't matter. Each of them are committed to their growth at that level, and we're committed to assisting them at whatever level that is. So it's not something we just give lip service to. When people are become part of our tribe, we want to make sure that we can hold their hand and keep them accountable, and we want to make sure that they have that outcome for themselves. Mm.
So it's same with people at home. You know, yeah. you may not have a business, you may just have a family, but what are your policies and procedures within your household?
Yeah.
You know, and when you set those policies and procedures, you've got to stick by them.
Yeah,
you know,
they grow and evolve with, like, say, kids' policy, like your boundaries with kids, obviously, just to be clear with that. Your kids' policies and procedures in mm-hmm. terms of the boundaries mm-hmm. there will grow and evolve as they yeah. grow and evolve, obviously. But there are certain lines that like, you know, your kids don't cross with you. Do you know what I mean? Which is, yeah. you know, there's certain ways that you allow them to communicate to you, or that you allow them to connect with you, that you have to draw the line sometimes if that's yeah. not being adhered to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just as simple as making sure that you know what that is for yourself.
And you require your kids at home to question your policies.
Of course.
Because there comes a time when they have to adapt. You can't have the same policies for a 9-year-old as you would for a 15-year-old.
Correct.
But it's same in business.
Yeah.
They turn up, your policies and procedures are questioned when the business is growing and it's time to go to the next level. You can't yes. have the same policies and procedures 100%. For a $100,000 business as you do for a $10 million business. 100%. You can't. You've got to evolve them.
And we have over the years, and it's taken those things over the time for us to grow and evolve our policies to where they're at. And our policies will continue to grow and evolve, and our boundaries will continue to grow and evolve as we move forward. Mm-hmm. So I think the message is that making sure that you have a clear intention about what is, because when you do, what your boundaries are and what your lines are for you, whether it's personal, whether it's business related, whether it's financial, whatever it is, so that you now can have the best opportunity for yourself to grow, and also for the people around you to grow, and then also for people to have a level of compassion and empathy. Brené Brown says it, that the yeah. people that have the clearest boundaries are the ones that are the most compassionate. Hmm. And it's so true, because when it's not a weakness, having a bound, like, and this coming back to where we started from, us being people mistaking the fact that we can care for people yeah. as a fact that we would negate our own policies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is definitely a misunderstanding on some people's behalf.
Yeah.
And we consider ourselves certain and clear and present and mindful about what our policies are, and we create them for the equal purpose of everybody getting the outcome that they need, just like we do at home, just like we do at work, you know, just like we do in the offices. We do that across the board.
Yeah, and that's how you got to do it yourself, is you got to think of, you know, your customer is like your kids, you know, you're trying to protect them, and you do it because you care, and because you give a shit, because you understand what your product is going to deliver for them, you know, and if they stick with and make sure they stick in their integrity and honor their agreements, you know, like we say all the time, every event, honor your agreements. Yeah. If you make an agreement, honor the agreement.
Yeah.
And I think that what that does is it, you know, right from every human being, right from when they grow up, you know, instilled into them is that there were certain agreements that allowed the household to function and work correctly mm-hmm. and allows life to work correctly. And the reason we have agreements in life is because agreements make life work. Mm-hmm. The reason people's lives get fucked up is because they make agreements, they break those agreements, and then they have justifications and belief systems, which That's are all lopsided, non-substantiated, completely misinformed shit, telling them why it's okay for them to do that. But that's why your life is fucked up, mm-hmm. because you're making agreements and you're breaking them.
Breaking them, 100%.
Cool.
There you go. Because then everything starts slip sliding away.
Slip sliding away.
There you go. I brought the song back.
I don't know that bit.
Obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
See you around like a Ritzel.
Yeah.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.